knowing growing up in the church and just being reminded of traditions and things that we do, and this parade of palm branches. I did it when I was little. Certainly done it every Sunday since then. You know, I'm also really glad that when we think about our faith and we think about these traditions and the things that we do in our faith, that we can go to God's Word to know it to be true. And I think it's important we understand what we do and why we do that, what the palm branches really mean. And, Richard did a great job during the call to worship to kind of lead us right to where we are on Good Friday, what that means and what happened on Good Friday and the meaning of the donkey and all that, that leads us where? Right to the cross this morning. And, you know, when we think about Jesus' journey and riding on a donkey and bringing him right to the cross and going into the tomb, it was a part of a commitment, something that he committed to do and follow through in doing that. We think about commitment today, and some people are lacking commitment. We don't really encourage kids to keep their commitment, and it becomes an adult habit. And when we think about Jesus' life, and certainly the cross, it was about a commitment. And God's commitment to us to keep his promises, right? You know, yesterday, when I got to Vienna Baptist Church, I didn't actually make it to the church. That's where the Omega Youth Rally was. And I always enjoy going to those, and did those all those years, and working with youth, but Rob Ely has been working with youth like forever, okay? And he is very committed to youth ministry in West Virginia. And when I was a youth pastor, worked with him and had some events here, and just an awesome guy who loves Jesus. And he being willing to do anything to lead people to Jesus, just in my experience in youth too, just willing to do, and even now, willing to do anything to get people to follow Jesus, to understand this whole story, and to believe it, that Jesus really did this, and commit our lives to him. And I remember one time I said, if 100 people show up to you, I'll eat a goldfish. I don't ever remember getting to eat any goldfish, but we got close, right? And you know, I started shaving when I was in the sixth grade, and gotten a nickname for that from my brother Kenny. Ran to school to tell everybody that, you know, Kevin shaved this morning. And Rob Hawkins gave me that nickname that sticks with me. And so yesterday at the Omega, they did this 5K, and it was called the Dash for the Stash. Now, Rob Ely has had this mustache on, I think he said like 34 years. For 34 years, he's had this mustache, and it's always been clean cut. He's always well taken care of and well dressed. So in an attempt to get people to come to this race, he said he would shave that mustache if people come to this race and raise money for the building at Camp Cowan. Now, the building at Camp Cowan is to do what? To bring people to Jesus. And he was all about that. And so, you know, they met their goal. They had this big vote. And then the vote was to shave. I voted the same because, I mean, I'm all for Jesus, but I like the mustache. And I have to shave every day. But anyway, I just can't stand that stuff on my face. So he did it, and this lady who was one of the youth and growing up, and now works, she's the one they picked the name out of the hat, and she got to shave his mustache. And it was all about his commitment, really, to youth and to people knowing about this right here. And so when we look at this story this morning, Palm Sunday, Hosanna in the highest, what's that really mean? And like I said, Richard did a good job describing that. But you know, if you look up Hosanna, the meaning of that, just that word, people were shouting Hosanna that day, right? Hosanna, that's what we're going to read about this morning in Scripture. But Hosanna is a shout of praise, adoration, or acclamation. Okay? A shout of praise, adoration, or acclamation. And the verb, the action of the word Hosanna means to praise or applaud. So we associate Hosanna with Palm Sunday, but I believe that we should associate Hosanna and that word and that phrase and that action more than just on this one Sunday. So let's read the story of Palm Sunday. We're going to look in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, the story of Hosanna, Palm Sunday as we know. And it says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany At the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there. Untie it." It says, "Untie it and bring it here." So when you think about this whole story of, you know, Hosanna and Palm Sunday, we think about palm branches and Jesus comes to Jerusalem as a king, which he does, okay? And as we look at this banner over here with the crown and the palm branches, it's about this entry of a king, right? There's a lot more to the story. See, Jesus, again, remember his disciples still really haven't gotten it yet, right? And we know that one will, you know, deny him, and we know what's going to happen, you know, and what Judas does, but Jesus, to the very end, is trying to build this bond with these disciples, just as we do in the church, in a family, trying to build a bond or a family where we take care of each other, right? We pray with each other, for each other, and we praise God together when he's done something in our lives. So he's trying to build this relationship. So he gives them this order and tells them just to go to the village, and you'll find a colt tied there, and untie it, and bring it here. Now, did they ask any questions about them? I mean, you'd ask, okay, what collar is it? Who do I talk to about this? Give me more details. That's what we would do, right? Especially me. Because we've got to have details. And he says, if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord needs it and we'll send it back here shortly. Now, Jesus giving them these direct instructions, telling them exactly what to do. They haven't responded or asked anything, and he answers one of their questions. If anyone asks you why you're doing it, you're just doing it for the Lord. Okay, I tell people all the time, well, you've lost your mind, Pastor. I'm just doing it for the Lord. What are you doing now? I'm just doing it for the Lord, right? It's all for the Lord. Okay, and so they did it. Jesus basically saying, do what I tell you, don't ask any questions, we take care of. Well, he is the Lord, so when God tells you to do something, go do it, don't ask any questions, right? I keep reminding us that when we get up in the morning, our desire should be, I'm going to go where God would have us to go. I'm going to do what he has us to do. And I'm going to be who he's called us to be. And just do it. And so they went and found this colt. See, it's already tied up, right? It's all planned out. This whole idea of Jesus sticking to the plan, keeping his commitment all the way to the cross and then into the tomb. And so they found this tomb just as Jesus, or found the colt, just like Jesus said, okay? It's tied there to the doorway. It's all, Jesus made all the arrangements. He's the Lord. It's all set up. And as they untied it, some people were standing there and asked, what are you doing? Now, I mean, that'd be like if someone, like, goes and gets in your car. Maybe you told that to someone. Maybe you said, hey, while I'm at church, just come get in my car and drive away and go to the mall or go do something. And so, now, if we saw someone, you know, that didn't look right, get into your car, you probably would say, hey, what are you doing? Right? I mean, and we got ring doorbells now and surveillance cameras everywhere. Your house, my house, everyone's house, the church. We're always watching what people are doing. Oh, they look suspicious. Well, I'm not sure about her. Why is he here? Right? And so that's what happened, just like we would do. So they found the colt and they untied it, and people were asking, what's happening? And again, Jesus had this all taken care of. As I read this story, Jesus told them what to do. He said, listen, I have everything set up for you. Just go do what I've asked you to do. Are we doing that? Is the church doing that? Are Christians everywhere doing that? When God calls us to do something, really lays something on our hearts, that we would do that. That we would do. We were talking on the way home from our trip yesterday, and I remember a long time ago, it was really the first time I believe God really laid something on my heart that I needed to do. All the way back to the beginning when there was this old house across the street. And it was the Joyce house. One of the oldest houses in Shinston. And they were going to tear it down. I'll never forget. I was just young, still in college, and trying to keep all the youth together and, not cause much trouble and just trying to, start the youth group and get it going and do it. Just doing that with people. A lot of people ask me to be the youth group. And I'll never forget, we had a business meeting that night. My dad was a trustee, chairman. They're going, tear that house down. And all day long, you just kept thinking, what are we going to do that for? Do we need more parking? Do we need another parking lot here? And all day long, I realized, I think God went, so I told my dad, listen, we can't tear our house down. Well, I can't say, I think we need to use it for the youth group. And so, and I just, at the meeting, I remember bringing that up. I said, I don't think we should tear that place down. I think we should use it for the youth group. Everybody's complaining about kids running all over the place and running around with crosses on their shoulders and causing havoc in the church. I said, we should go over there. Hey, really? That's a great idea. Let's not tear that house down. And so we did it. And so I was thinking this morning that I believe God just said, hey, don't tear that house down. And look what's happened. Look at the families and the people that have come through the Lighthouse as a part of our church. That's part of this church, right? As an outreach. And, you know, and even think about the families, the children, the youth, and the Drains to be one example. Terry Drains started coming to this church because of the youth group and Thomas being my class in the third grade. So in this story, Jesus tells them, go do what I'm telling you to do. I got all the details. All the arrangements are made. You just go. Do we do that? We think God's laying on our heart, oh, it's going to happen. I don't know. Well, God tells us to go do something. Go do it. All the details are already arranged. And so these people are like, well, what are you doing? So there's going to be some questions here. I just don't know. They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. Huh. What are you doing? It's the Lord God told me to do. Oh, okay. Keep on going. You know how sometimes, now this is going to sound odd, but I did the funeral yesterday morning and then went to the grave site, and I was going to go on to the race, and you know, around 50, it's boring. There's no one on the road, and sometimes you're just leg just goes all the way to the floor, and before you know it, you're like, one night. You know what I mean? Nobody around. And I'm thinking, I got to get there in time for that race. I really want to do this race. I got to get there in time. And I looked up, oh, wow. I'm really going that fast. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so if I get stopped here, I'm already in my mind trying to figure out what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say to get myself out of it. And I'm thinking, hey, kid, my brother kid did it all the time. He got out of all kinds of traffic tickets. He talked his way out of everything. And so I'm thinking, and I remember one time, I did a wedding one time, and I was and I had my suit on, and it was the day we were taking the kids to the beach. I'll never forget. I'm almost to my house, turning left, getting ready. I had my blinker on, and I was moving it because I had to get packed. We were off to the beach, and right there at the Shin house, there he was, turned his lights on. Oh, I'm almost home. I thought I could beat him to the garage, and I thought, damn it. So I put it, and no lie, God, I think God already had this all worked out. He said, and I still can't, and today, even yesterday, I'm thinking, how did he know? He said, do you have a wedding today? I didn't know what to say. I said, yeah, I did. And he said, can you slow down? I said, we're going to the beach later. He said, just slow down. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he knew all about that. I thought, like, that's actually my brother Kent, who speeds all the time, right? He just got out of it, right? And so, have you ever thought about that? How God just kind of, and every day when I get up, I say, God, just help me today. I surrender today. And it's kind of like in this story, everything's already worked out. Jesus told them what to do. They did it. And the people let them go. See? When we trust God, he takes care of the details, everything. And when they brought this coat to Jesus and they threw their coats over, he sat on it. And just think about this story, picturing it. There it is. The colt's there. He had it all worked out. Many people spread their coats on the road while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. So here's this king coming in. And those who went ahead and those who followed shouted Hosanna. What's that mean? A shout of praise and adoration. So these people are saying Hosanna because they were adoring the king, right? They had, and they were claiming him to be the king. And they were praising him. And it says, blessed who comes in the name of the Lord. And that indicates, that state of people that are shouting that, indicates they understand who he was. They finally got it, that he is the Son of God. And all through Jesus' journey, it was questioned, even to the cross. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Hosanna in the highest heaven. So this story is about shouting praise because the king is coming, right? And remember, in this season of Lent, Palm Sunday, we're going to break the cross and into the tomb. But when I think about this story, I think about a God who keeps his promises and takes care of the details in our lives. When we commit to him and say, God, you're in control. I want to follow you. God says, okay, just follow me. I'll take care of all the details. Just go pick up the donkey. Go pick up the coats right there, right? That's what he told these guys. They're trying, hey, just do what I tell you. If they ask you questions, just say the words to them. It all worked out, right? What about us today? When God works things out in our lives, and he answered our prayers, do we shout Hosanna? I said this on numerous occasions. People call me to pray, and I go pray with them. Before something's about to happen, or a test, or a surgery. And then after God answers your prayer, takes care of it, do we shout Hosanna? Do we do that? I mean, that's what this is all about. It wasn't just about Jesus coming on a colt and branches all over the ground. It was about this guy who did what he was supposed to do. And what he was supposed to do was to die for us so that our sins would be forgiven and we could be with him forever. Wow, we should all be screaming and shouting, Hosanna. Right? Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom. Yeah. Praise the Lord, for Jesus has done all this for me. Hosanna. A shout of acclamation. I believe we have a lot of things to be thankful for this morning. And again, I'm just always thankful to be the pastor of this church, to grown up here, and to learn from so many people here. To learn all about this right here. And that'll help people understand. We want people to get to the cross, right? And surrender to Jesus. Hosanna. Hosanna. Praise the Lord. God, we thank you this morning. Before we come to the table, to be reminded of what you've done for us, Lord. May we shout our praise to you. Praising you and thanking you for blessing this church, for all the ministry that's happened, for children and youth and families have come to know you through the ministries of faithful, committed people in this church. To people who listened to that 19-year-old a long time ago and said, don't tear that house down. People who've been committed to what you called them to do. Now we're thankful for those people. We're thankful this morning for your son Jesus, who's committed to go to the cross to die for our sins. We shout Hosanna today. Every day, every moment of our lives, we have something to praise you for. God, I pray this morning, if there's anybody here that's never surrendered their heart to Jesus, that today they would do that. Anyone here that's never been obedient through baptism, what an awesome time to be baptized on Easter Sunday. Whatever decisions need to be made in this church this morning, I pray we do it. Quit waiting. God's got it all worked out for you. All the details are in place. All you have to do is say yes. That's all God wants us to do this morning. God, we thank you this morning for guiding us and directing us. God, help us now just to focus our attention on you, knowing that Jesus' body was broken, his blood was shed for each of us. Hosanna. Hosanna. In Jesus' name we pray.